This is the story of Maggie LeBrie, vivacious, impulsive, yet sweet as could be. She did silly things like play in the rain. She had crazy thoughts dance through her brain. She got an idea, as some often do, and decided to do it without thinking it through. Her daddy would give her allowance each week, then smile as he gave her a kiss on the cheek. She thought her idea was clever and keen, to ask for all her allowance till she was 19. She could buy what she wanted without thinking twice. Anything, everything, that would be nice. So she talked to her daddy and made her request. Much to her surprise, he said, "Okay, Maggie, yes." She took all the money he placed in her hand, and straight to the store, without stopping, she ran. With so much to spend, what should she choose? Something practical, maybe, like a good pair of shoes. A snack that is healthy, some juice or some fruit. A present for Mum, like a hat or a flute. "Now why would I do that?" she thought to herself. "There are things that I want right here on the shelf. There are so many choices that I want to make, like sodas and Pringles and angel food cake." There were Skittles and Snickers and Sour Patch Kids, Dr. Pepper and Twix and sweet gummy squids. There were Cokes and Hershey's, Sprite and Big Red. Soon all she had hoarded stood high above her head. When all of the money she had now was spent on things that she wanted, on her way she went. Soon Maggie had found a great hiding place where no one could see her as she stuffed her face. She ate all the cookies and the candies she munched. She ate all the crackers and the pretzels she crunched. She swilled all the sodas and the Slurpees she slurped. She began to feel icky. She hiccuped and burped. "Oh, what have I done? I'm sick and alone. I sure hope my daddy will let me come home. I spent all my money on things that aren't good. I'll tell him I'm sorry, like I know I should." She stood to her feet and cleaned up her mess, all the wrappers and cans from her junk food fest. She headed for home, and by the plum tree, much to her surprise, what did she see? Her daddy was running with arms open wide. "Oh, Maggie, I've missed you," he happily cried. Before she could say what she'd planned to say, right into the house they went straight away. She picked up her best friend, Emily DuBose. "Don't eat that much junk food," she said. "You'll feel gross." She added, "It's so good to be home again. My daddy's the best. I know he's my friend."